Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Wednesday Midweek Bible Study. We are grateful that the Most High God woke us up this morning, and as we call upon his mighty name, he is holy, he is righteous, he's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords. Nobody great like our God. We appreciate him and we let him know that we love and adore him. You know he commanded us to love him with all of our heart, with all of our strength, with all of our soul. And then he said that second commandment is like the first commandment. We're to love each other like we love ourselves. And so, Father, we thank you today for being on Wednesday Midweek Bible Study with us. You will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You are a faithful God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things that are not seen. So by faith, we know that you are present. We know that you will never leave us. We know that you will never forsake us. We can count on you. We can trust in you like never before. We can call you Abba, Father, which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. We are grateful, oh God, that you, the creator of the universe, you're the one that spoke everything into existence. You're the one that says, Lord, you're the one that we can say, Lord, order our steps. And we are thanking you today, Father, that you are ordering our steps in your word, ordering our steps in the direction you wanted to go in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name today. You are mighty. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King of Kings. You are the Almighty Father. Thank you, Father God. We're so grateful that we could call on your mighty name, that we could say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven. And if we call, you've already heard. What an amazing God you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord God Almighty. We need you more than the skin on our bones. We need you more than anything. In the mighty name of Jesus, we need you today, Lord God. We're calling upon you. You are holy. You are righteous. You are the King. You are the Lord God Almighty. Today, we welcome each of you. We thank God for you. You know he has great plans for you. He said, I know the thoughts. I know the plans I have for you. Yes, I'm talking to you and you and you and you. Everybody on, I'm talking to you. Yes, we are live from Jacksonville, Florida. We are thanking God that he's in Jacksonville and he's in your city and your state too. As a matter of fact, he lives on the inside of us. He never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's almighty. Nothing is impossible to our God. He is Jehovah Elohim, most powerful God in the universe. He's the one who blows his breath in you every day. He's the Most High God. He's El Shaddai. He's almighty. Don't you know that he will never leave you? Uh-uh. Even when you feel lonely, even when you feel all alone, he's right there with you. He is Jehovah Shalom, a peacemaker. We need peace within ourselves, peace in our households, peace in the world. He is our peacemaker. He goes anywhere. No, you don't go by yourself when you're in your car, in your home. No, he's there with you. He won't leave you. He's Jehovah Rapha. You need a healing? He is the healer. Don't you forget. Don't you forget. He knows your name. He even knows your fingerprints. And you know he knows your social security number, your address. He don't even have to knock on your door. No, he lives inside of you. Don't you worry. He's not going to leave you. He said, this is what he said in his word. If you search for me with all your heart, you will find me. He's making himself available. So our scripture today is coming from Proverbs 29, verse 25. And you know what that scripture says? It says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And I know we all put our trust in God. But, you know, he said, you know, he's increasing his faith, our faith in him. Every day he's increasing our faith more and more. Nope, he hasn't forgotten what he promised you. His promises are yea and amen. He knows what he promised you. So we're going to praise our God. We're going to honor him like never before. We're calling on his mighty name, his holy name. He's Lord. He's God. He's the shepherd of shepherds. He's the king of kings. He's the almighty Father. Nothing is impossible to him. Right now, we're having a little connection problems. But, God, we thank you that you're going to take care of this problem. Oh, God, we thank you that we could call on your name. We got a little internet stuff going on here, but God is going to work it out. So, Father, we trust you to work out the internet thing that's going on. We thank you that the internet will work properly. It will begin to work. It will begin to come back on. It's off right now, but, Lord, we thank you that you're going to turn it back on. So we thank you, Lord God. We wait on you. We wait on you. We wait on you to connect. Connect us, Lord God. We can't do it on our own, but we know, oh, God, that you know how to connect us. You know how to connect us, Lord. So we are waiting on you. We are waiting on you. Everything the enemy needs for our harm, Lord, I thank you that you're turning around for our good. So we are waiting for the internet. Just be patient. Be patient. God is going to bring it back up momentarily. Don't you leave. Hallelujah. God is going to work it out in our favor. Lord, we're trusting in you for the internet to come back up. We don't know how to do it, but you do, Lord God. You can do all things. Nothing is impossible to you. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. Every hindering spirit, every blocking spirit, we say go right now in Jesus' name. We decree and declare the internet shall come back in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is faithful. He is faithful. He's doing his part. I'm doing my part. And it shall come back up momentarily. We wait on God. We wait on God. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father, for all that you're doing on our behalf. I thank you for what you're about to do, what you've done already. You're doing great things in the lives of your people, and we wait on you, Lord God. Every interfering spirit, every blocking spirit, we say go right now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are great God. You are the Lord God Almighty in the heavens. You are mighty in the earth. Oh, yeah, you turn it around for our good. Turn it around in our favor. We call on your mighty name right now, Lord God. And we thank you that you are working it out in our favor. You are working it out in our favor. It's coming back up. Just be patient. Be patient. The Lord is working it out. He's working it out. So just be patient. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for what you've done. Thank you for what you're doing, what you've already done. We know you're working it out in our favor. So we wait on you, Almighty. We know, Lord God, that there's no God great like you, no God holy like you, no God mighty like you. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing on our behalf. We say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Hallowed be thy name. We are grateful that the Most High God is with us. He won't ever leave us. He won't ever forsake us. Just hang on. The internet will be right back up. You know how these mechanical things are. They are breakdowns, but God don't break down. No, he's energetic. He's all-knowing, all-powerful. He's right here with us today. So we wait for the internet to come back up. I don't know what the problem is. But it's going to work out, work out, work out. I know. I know it. I believe by faith that in the next few seconds, it's going to be back on. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We bless you. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks because you're almighty. Nothing is impossible to our God. He's working it all out in our favor. He's working it all out in our favor. All we got to do is wait patiently upon the Lord, and he will renew our strength. He will work it out in our favor. Just be patient. Hallelujah. So, Father, today we are thanking you for all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. You know, to get your Bibles ready, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your Bibles. Thank you for getting your Bibles ready, everybody. All right. Okay. Thank you all so much for patiently waiting for the internet to come back up. I don't know what's going on, but God knows. He knows what he's doing now. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to give the message, and then we're going to have participation. And as soon as the internet come up, so I just got the word from Sister Mary that you all can hear me. All right. Look like it may be coming up soon. Let's see here if the internet's coming up soon. I'm sure it is. Hallelujah. So, Father, I thank you for everyone that's on here today, all those who came on live today. I thank you, Father God, that you won't leave us. You won't forsake us. Whatever's going on, God knows about it. So this is a, you know, participation line, but because of the internet right now, we're not able to participate. But it's going to come on. It's going to come on. Just wait patiently. It may be out in the area. I don't know what's going on. But the Lord knows. Hallelujah. All right. We're going to see in a minute. But I'm going to go ahead and give the message. And then we'll come back, do our homework, and we'll be able to participate. Hallelujah. 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 We serve the Almighty. Well, take it from Proverbs 29, verse 25. And it says, the fear of the Lord bringeth a snare. But whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And we got, you know what? God don't leave you. Uh-uh. He know what you're going through. He ordered your steps. Just be patient and wait on God. Just be patient and wait on God. So we're waiting on him. He's going to bring it through. Oh, yeah. He's going to bring it through. So our message for today is the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whosoever putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. So, Lord, you know, that's the King James Version. So I'm going to read it to you in several versions so we can get a clear idea about the Word of God in 29:25. That's the scriptures we had to read for today was Proverbs chapter 28 and 29. So in the Message Bible, Proverbs 29:25 says, the fear of human opinion disables. Trusting in God protects us from that. The fear of God disables. I'm sorry. The fear of human opinion disables us. But we're going to trust in God. He's going to bring it through. Watch and see. He's faithful. In the New Living Translation, it says, fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting the Lord means safety. Yeah, we can't fear other people. You know, God told one of the prophets, he said, look, don't be afraid of their faces. Just say what I told you to say. So that's what we got to do. We got to keep saying what God wants us to say. We got to tune into the Almighty, and he's going to bring it through. Going to bring it through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So right now, looks like we're being connected. All right. Wow. Hallelujah. We are. I did not tell you to trust God. Good afternoon. Again, Sister Mary is going to be singing a song of praise. We thank God for Sister Mary. She's from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And so we thank God for her. What are you going to sing today, Sister Mary?
There's no other name, and this is a Glenn Burley composition. No other name.
Okay.
Good name.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Apologize. I'm just talking. I didn't realize I had the phone on mute. Please forgive me. All right.
Oh.
Sister Vivian, can you sing, can you say a prayer for Israel and for the world, all the families of the world? I just met someone from Ukraine and prayed with them yesterday. So we thank God for them being safe in our country and all people all over the world being safe. Go ahead, Sister Minister Vivian.
All right. Praise God. Father God, we come in your name, Lord God, thanking you, Lord God, for another given time you have given to us, oh God, to pray you one for another. So, Lord, we are lifting up those, oh God, that are scattered now in different parts of the world, God. But we know everything is for a purpose and a reason, God. We pray that they will cling to you, God, Father God, no matter what's going on, that their eyes will be upon you, and God, you will comfort them and give them peace that passes all understanding. Father God, look on the ones that are in Ukraine, God. Hide them, oh God, Father God, under your wings, God. Keep them from all hurt, harm, and danger, God. Oh, Father God, we do lift, bring Israel before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, where there is turmoil and unrest always over there, God. Lord God, let your people call. Let them get to know you, God. in the name of that you're just not a prophet, but you are Jesus. And Lord God, that you heal, delivers, and saves, oh God. Lord God, that you're just not a fly-by-night, but God, you are their God, oh Father God, and you will be with them no matter what. Father, we pray that your people will call upon the name of Jesus and be saved on all parts of the world, oh God. Oh, Father God, where there is so much starvation and unrest, God, Lord, oh, Father God, when your people get down to pray, God, you truly will answer, God, and we pray, God, that they will call upon you in a sincere heart, and God, you will answer them, God. Oh, Father God, you will meet their needs, oh, God, Father God, where there are needs, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, protect the children, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, that the children, oh God, the families will protect the children from all hurt, harm, and danger. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, wherever they are scattered in different places, God, Lord God, we pray, oh God, that their needs be met. In the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you that what you're doing, oh God, in the midst of your people, because you will protect your people, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. Awesome, powerful prayer. We appreciate it. All right. Well, if you could give, Vivian, if you could give Glory Dean a call. I called her, but I couldn't get her. Make sure she's okay. I appreciate it. All right. Well, I hope you was ready today. We're going to move to scripture search. So get your Bibles ready. You know how we do it. Get your Bibles ready. Okay. From the books of the law, this book, chapter, and verse says, you got to find, this is how we do it. You state your name, and you read the scripture. You tell where it's found, and you read the scripture. So this scripture says, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. From one of the books of the law, state your name and tell me where that's found. Got to do a little bit of research on your phone. Got to do a little bit of research on your phone. All righty, hold on. I forgot to unmute all the lines, but I'm doing that now. So thank you so much. Just give me a minute. I'm unmuting all kinds. So if you got a few background, can you put your phone on mute? Because the sound comes through. All right, so from the books of the law, this verse says, for thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth. So tell me your name and then the book, chapter, and verse.
Mary.
Okay.
And it is Deuteronomy 7, verse 3.
Verse what? Mary, you're right. It's in Deuteronomy 7, what? What verse?
Oh, okay. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 6.
All right, read it.
Let's see. For thou art a holy people unto the Lord thy God. The Lord thy God hath chosen thee to be a special people unto himself above all people that are upon the face of the earth.
Amen. Amen. All right. You are correct. Thank you so much. All right. So here's what we're
doing.
Yeah,
Sister G, she said she couldn't come on and said that people had messed up her hallway and she's trying to get it mopped up.
Tell me that later, please.
Oh, okay.
That's okay. don't want to tell people personal over the phone. This is a radio go all over the world. So I don't want personal stuff on the radio. Thank you so much. But thank you for calling her for me. All right.
Okay.
From the book Support Your Scripture says, am I a sea or a whale that thou sittest a watch over me? Am I a sea or a whale that thou settest a watch over me? That's the books of poetry. Books of poetry.
Jay, will you repeat that?
Yes. A sea or whale that thou settest a watch over me. Job 7:12. Oops, I'm sorry. I'm giving you the answer. Go ahead. Uh-oh. But anyway, you can find it and read it. First person find it, read it. Am I a sea or a whale that thou settest a watch over me? Where is that from?
Sister Marion.
Okay.
It's in Job. I just had it. Job 7 and 12. Am I a sea or a whale that thou sittest a watch over me?
All right. Thank you so much. Okay. Next scripture from the books of Minor Prophet. This scripture says, the nation shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf. Where is that found? From the books of the Minor Prophets. You got to know the Minor Prophets. This scripture, the nation shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth, their ears shall be deaf. All right. Where is that found? From the books of the Minor Prophets. Okay, go ahead, Mary.
I don't know if I have all of it. Micah 7:16. The nation shall see and be confounded at all their might. They shall lay their hand upon their mouth. Their ears shall be deaf.
Hey, Mary. All right, now we're going to switch a little bit. So switch your mind to focus on this. These are multiple choice. It says, who said, take heed, therefore, that the light which is in thee be not darkness? Was it Jesus in Luke 11:35? Was it the Pharisee in Luke 5:10? Was it Mark in Mark 8:9? Who said it? 8:90. Who said it? Who said, take heed therefore that the light in which is in thee be not darkness? Is that found in Luke 7:35? He said from Luke 11:35. Did the Pharisees say it in Luke 55:10? Did Mark say it in Mark 8:90? Who said that? Look it up.
Sister Vivian.
Okay.
Luke 35 says, take heed therefore that the light which is in you be not darkened.
Where's that from again?
11:35.
All right, good job. Thank you, Sister Vivian. Excellent. All right. It's the same multiple choice. which scripture, tell me which scripture is correct and who said it. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking, is it found in, is it John in John 12 and 14? Is it Peter in 1 Peter 1? Is it Luke in Luke 24, 12? At all malice, all guile, all hypocrisies, all envies, and all evil speaking.
Mary.
Okay.
In First Peter, chapter 2, verse 1, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisy and envy and all evil speaking.
All right. Thank you so much. Excellent. All right. You guys are doing a great job. We got one more. Where is this scripture found and who said it? Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church. Let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord. Moses, that Moses said in Psalm 23:12. Was it Psalm Revelation, James 5:14? Who said?
Sister, wait, call that again.
Is any among you sick? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Jesus. Where is that found?
And James 13 and 14.
Nope.
So 14. Is there any sick among you? James 11 and 14, 5 and 14.
There. That's correct.
Is any sick among you, let them call for the elders of the church and let them pray over them and anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, amen. Sister Vivian. Excellent, excellent. So we are ready for the message. Now, here's what I need you to do. Mute your phone. I'm going to assign some scriptures. If you can volunteer to read some scriptures, I appreciate it. But mute your phone when you're not reading. All right, so the first scripture is Proverbs 29:25. Who wants to read that one? Proverbs 29:25.
Sister Vivian.
Okay, thank you, Vivian. All right, the next scripture is 1 Corinthians 15:33. 1 Corinthians 15:33. Who wants to read that one?
Sister Mary, and I'll read it.
Okay, thank you, Mary. All right. Next scripture, Exodus 23:33.
Mary.
Hello?
Mary. I'll read it.
Okay. Okay, thank you, Mary. All right, I got two more, and then I'll read the rest of them. We'll read the next one.
Sister Vivian.
Vivian, okay. Anybody else can read besides Vivian? I thank you so much, Vivian, for being willing.
Okay. All right, give it to me again. Give it to me.
All right, give it to me again. Hold on. Just a second. I'm asking if someone else wants to read besides Vivian. If not, well, I'll give it to you, Vivian. Hold on. Okay. It's a lot more people on.
Oh, okay. I didn't know if anybody was on to read. That's what I did.
Thank you so much, Sister Vivian. You are, I thank God for you, honey. You helping me to grow. All right. So the next scripture is Exodus 34:12. Who can read that?
Wait, which one did you give me?
I'll go back over it in a few minutes.
Okay.
This is Linda. I'll take Exodus 34:12.
Thank you, Sister Linda. And we got one more. One more. Somebody who hasn't said a scripture. One more. We got eight people on here. So I know somebody else can read, I believe. Some people working today, though. I got you. Sister Mary. Can you read that one, Sister Mary?
Yes.
Okay.
Tell me again which one is
1 Corinthians 15:33. Okay.
Sister G, you gave me that one. Sister G, I had 1 Corinthians 15:33.
Okay, I may have it on here twice. I may need it read twice. Yeah, I do. I need it read twice, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Thank you so much. All right. So until it's your time to read, could you put your phone on mute? Thank you so much. All right. Our title today is Proverbs 29, The Fear of the Lord Bringeth a Snare, But Whosoever Put His Trust in the Lord Shall Be Safe. That's the King James Version. Now, in Proverbs 29:25, Message Bible says, the fear of human opinion disables trusting in God. In the New Living Testament, Proverbs 29:25 says, fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trust in the Lord means safety. So in the Contemporary English Version, it says, Proverbs 29:25, don't fall into the trap of being a coward. Trust the Lord and you will be safe. The Good News Translation, Proverbs 29:25, it is dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you. But if you trust the Lord, but when we trust in God, we are safe. Many people love the praises of another human being more than the praises of God. Humans change their opinion of things and people often, but God is always the same. We can depend on God. We must be careful of pleasing others. It will get us in trouble, but pleasing God will set us free. You know, when children reach a certain age, they want to please, you know, their parents, but when they get older, they want to please their friends. You know how kids are. You tell them, oh, mama, they want to hang with you. Daddy, I want to hang. They want to hang with you. Then all of a sudden, they don't want to kiss you no more. They don't want to hug you no more. I'm kind of big for that. You know how they are. And, you know, we could get like that, too. We're not careful about God. We go, I'm good, God. I'm good, God. You done enough, God. You know, we could do like that. But hold on, please. Thank you all so much for patiently waiting. Someone else wanted to connect with us. We thank God for each of you. Now, so, you know, the scripture, Proverbs, and we're studying Proverbs 29:25. You know, it's better, I was just saying in the Bible, in Proverbs 29:25, it is dangerous to be concerned with what others think of you. But if you trust in the Lord, you are safe. Don't fall into the trap of fearing what people say. It's a dangerous trap. But trust in the Lord and what he thinks of you. Many teenagers follow the wrong crowd, trying to fit in and be accepted. Sometimes we as adults have to make a choice to be alone rather than follow the crowd. You know, we tell our children that. We tell our grandchildren, listen, baby, it's better to be by yourself. Don't follow them. Like Solomon told his son, listen, use wisdom. Don't follow after those that draw innocent blood, that murdering people, that stealing from people, but follow the right way. Follow the right. Don't go after that woman with the shiny lips. You know, she looked, you know, she her way leads to death. So, you know, we got to be careful about the opinions of others. Solomon got in trouble because he feared, Bathsheba more than he did God. And he gave away a secret he was not supposed to give away. So we got to remember, trust God. Trust God. Followers of those who lead you wrong, those who deceive you, can get you in trouble. Wrong advice, wrong information can get you in trouble. People pleasers are not God pleasers. All right? The person that's reading 29, Proverbs 29, 25, go right ahead. Okay, I'll read it for the sake of time. 29, 25 says, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso put their trust in the Lord shall be safe. A snare is a thing that is, you know, it lures us in, it tempts us. It harms us. It brings us into error. A person's fear sets a trap for them. But one who trusts the Lord is safe. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. We shall not want for courage to say no to things or people that lead us to wrongdoing. People can't be pleased. They one way this time and they another way another time. So, but God is the same all the time, forever and ever. We must learn to walk alone, especially if it means choosing to follow the crowd that is going the wrong direction. When I look back over my life, some of my downfalls came when I tried to please people. My friends, when I was a teenager or a child, adults, when I was grown. We can know the right thing to do, but we can choose to follow someone who is not right, even if they go to church every day. We can say, oh, yeah, because she's my friend. You know, sometimes turn other people against other people at the church. They say, girl, what you doing talking to him? What you doing talking to her? I don't like them. Uh-uh. And so then you change your opinion about them. Even though you know they're a righteous person, you'll change your opinion because of your friend. All right. The person that has 1 Corinthians 15:33. Would you read that, please? Sister Marion, you have 1 Corinthians 15:33.
Yes, I have it. I'm sorry, my phone was acting up.
Let's read.
15:33. You said, okay,
yes.
It reads, the fear of the Lord is instruction of wisdom, and before honor is humility, at 15:33.
Okay. No, that's not 1 Corinthians 15:33. I'll read it, and you can,
okay.
You can look
No. I'll get it. I'm sorry. Just give me a minute. I had it. I'm sorry. My phone is giving me problems. Just bear with me.
But that's what I tell you. Your Bible. Please use your Bible. That way you can pull it. You'll have it before. Use your Bible. Remember
what
I said at the beginning? Get your.
Yeah, that's what I did. Okay, you said 1 Corinthians 15:33. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good men.
Go ahead. You're right. You're right. Read one more time.
Okay. Be not deceived. Evil communications corrupt good manners. That was 15 and 33. 15 and 33.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. You are correct. All right. So we can't let people deceive us. You know, the Bible says even the very elect can be deceived. So we have to about who we associate with. I'm talking about at work, at school, wherever, at home, your neighborhood, your church. You got to be careful because just because people say Jesus don't mean they belong to Jesus. We have to have a discerning spirit. And the closer we walk with God, the more we'll be able to discern good from evil. Some people don't know anything about God, and they go to church. They don't have a relationship with him. So we got to be careful. Don't be deceived. Evil company corrupts good habits. Jesus was around evil people every day. He walked in the marketplace, but he was not influenced by them. He chose to please God instead of humans. We must be like Jesus and choose to please God, not be man-pleasers. Worldly snares, you know, those things that tempt us can corrupt us if we're not careful. So the next scripture is Exodus 23:33. Exodus.
All right. Exodus 23, verse 33. They shall not dwell in thy land, lest they make thee sin against me. For if thou serve their God, it will surely be a snare unto thee.
Yes. Thank you so much, Sister Mary. Now, worldly snares, traps, they trap us. We can get into traps. And, you know, before we know it, we can have a false God. We can think we're serving God, but all of a sudden, we're serving a false God. You know, some people serve the sun, the moon, the stars, and even, you know, God, the God of people ask you, what's your zodiac sign? They're serving a false God. Astrology is of the devil. Many Christians read their astrology signs every day. They oh, look, you know what my sign said today? My sign said, I'm gonna do this today, or this going to happen today. We got to be careful about that. Astrology is not from God. It is of the devil. If you, as somebody asked recently, what sign are you? I said, the sign of Jesus. That's the sign I'm with. I follow Jesus. That's who I follow. I ain't under no zodiac sign. I'm transformed. I'm not conformed. So we have to be careful about, someone gave me a zodiac book years ago, threw that thing in the trash after I learned better. They say if you are born under the sign of Capricorn, you're going to do this, or February, whatever the newspaper tells you about these zodiacs. We got to stop that. This is very demonic. God is not in astrology. Those who follow Jesus, our steps are ordered by God, not by demonic predictions. All right, the next scripture is Exodus 34:12.
Exodus 34:12 says, take heed to yourself, lest you make a covenant or mutual agreement with the inhabitants of the land to which you go, lest it become a snare in the midst of you.
Amen. Thank you. Yeah, we got to be careful. You know, sometimes we make promises that are ungodly. We got to be careful. People tell us all kind of things. But we got to be discerning enough to know when it's God and when it's not. And the closer we get to God, the more we spend time in the Word, read the Word, study the Word, pray the Word, obey the Word. The more we do that, we'll be discerning. We're like, oops, you know, something will go off in you, and you go like, mm-mm, that is not of God. That is not of God. And, you know, we got to be careful where we go. Some places are full of devil. Remember when I lived in New Orleans one time, one of my friends, she said, come on, I want you to go with me to this place. And I didn't know where we were going. I went with her, and she said, come on in. What's the matter? You afraid? And I'm trying to please her. I'm going to this place. It was full of demons. It was all kind of demonic stuff in there. It was, you know, all kind of false gods. Those gods like they served during the time of Moses. They were statues and all kind of demonic stuff. And I'm like, I repented. I said, Lord, I said, honey, I got to go. I can't stay in here. No. Evil associations sometimes can corrupt us. And we don't, you know, we're being friends with the world. We think it's, no. Sometimes the world can influence us. They mean well. That's how they believe. But we are transformed. We don't go the world's ways no more. So the next scripture is, let's see. Okay, we did that one. I think we did that one already. All right. So only fear God. We only have to fear God. We cannot, you know, follow what people tell us. I don't care if they go to church, if they read the word, we still got to say, God, is this right for me? Maybe it's right for this person, but may not be right for you. It may not be what God wants. Well, God told me this. Yeah, maybe he did. That's for you, but he ain't tell me that. And so you got to do what God tell you to do. You know, there was a prophet long time ago. He was fooled by another prophet, and he lost his life. God told him, he said, don't eat from those people when you go there. But the other prophet told him, oh, it's okay. So he went against what God said. We got to be careful. Proverbs 29:25 says fearing people is a dangerous trap, but trusting in the Lord means safety. God will protect us. But if we go against his will, if he say, listen, I don't want you going down on 3rd Street today, and you say, oh, Lord, but I got to go down that way because I need to get to the grocery store. No, you better find another way. It could lead to death if you're doing what you think you should do. You know, sometimes I follow my own mind, but I have to follow Christ. We have to have the mind of Christ. Proverbs 27:1, the Lord is our light and our salvation. Whom shall we fear? The Lord is the strength of our life. Whom shall we be afraid of? So we got to not be man pleasers, but we got to be God pleasers. Psalm 54:6, I will praise the word of God. I will trust God. I am not afraid. What can mere flesh do to me? We're talking about not pleasing human beings, but pleasing God. And it makes a difference. God will keep you safe when you follow what he tells you. Be obedient. And sometimes God will say something, please. That offend me when people say, something told me not to do that. It's either the devil or God. Romans 8:31 says, what can we say about all of this? If God, who can be against us? So, well, you know, we got to follow God. Only fear God. Fearing humans lead to denying Christ. Whoever shall confess me before men, him will I confess before my Father, which is in heaven. But whoever denies me before men, him will I also deny before my Father, which is in heaven. So we got to be very, very careful about conforming to the world's way. We can't conform. We got to say, Lord, forgive me. So I pray today for any of us who conform to the world's ways and who is influenced by friendship. You know, we got to be a friend of God. He's our friend. He's a friend that's closer than a brother. So we've got to follow after Christ. If you know, you think, oh, maybe your pastor said this and that. But you got to check with the Lord. Say, Lord, my pastor told me this. Is it okay? Let's not be blind. You know, let's not blindly follow. He said, if the blind lead the blind, you know what's going to happen. They're going to fall in the ditch. So we're going to be doing homework shortly. So we're going to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, Lord, for any evil associations in our lives. Forgive us for not following you, but following after our friends, after our family members, being pressured into following the crowd. Forgive us, Lord, because we don't want to be ensnared by traps. But we want to put trust in you, and we know that you're going to keep us safe when we put our trust in you. We can't follow the world and follow you. You said deny the world, but to follow you. So forgive any of us, Lord, who has not followed you. All right, in a minute we're going to do homework, but right before this, you can make sure your phone's on mute. This is a confidential survey between you and God. So you don't have to answer it out loud. Just answer it in your head. All right, so here are the questions. Number one, I think about God, A, throughout the day. B, when I first wake up. C, once a week. Two, I'm angry with God about A, nothing at all. B, not having enough because I feel he could change the state of the world. C, because I feel he could change the state of the world. Three, I talk to God, A, sometimes. B, time I set aside. C, hardly ever. Four, I listen and wait for God to talk to me. Daily, A, daily. B, every now and then. Number five, I visit my medical doctor, A, weekly, B, monthly, C, when I feel the need to. Six, I do not feel worthy to be a child of God, A, all the time, B, never, C, sometimes. Seven, I visit Dr. Jesus, A, every day, B, seldom, C, after I consult my medical doctor. Seven, I'm sorry, eight, feel Jesus can heal me. A, ever, sometimes. C, every time. Nine, I feel Jesus can heal me. A, of all things. B, of some things. C, a few things. The last one, I read and study my Bible, A, every day, B, once a week, C, when I feel like it. So it is homework time. Homework time. Oh, wait a minute. Before we do that, I apologize. Let's share some instances where maybe your friend or associates or coworkers or even family members led you astray by giving you wrong advice. Anybody want to share? Anybody want to share? State your name and share, some instance, situation where your friends, your associates, or whatever led you astray. So I gave you an example a little while ago where I was led to go in this building I should never have gone into. But anybody want to share? Nobody? Somebody? Anybody? Everybody? Nobody. Oh, y'all always been on the right path. Y'all had no friends to lead y'all astray, no coworkers, no family members. Woo! I'm with the right crowd.
Mine is. Oh, okay. Mine is the opposite. Mine.
Thank you,
precious mother. Oh, it's Mary. Mary Nichols. Oh. And this has been probably 49, 50 years ago. My wonderful, precious Christian mother, after my husband of 49 years had asked me to marry him, she suggested that, well, maybe you need to reconsider because his mother was having some health issues and that maybe you might want to reconsider. And it's sort of like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that that would be a reason. And certainly I prayed about it, but the Lord said, no, this is what I have for you. And it's been absolutely wonderful. She did not lead me astray, but it wasn't because, in her case, she didn't try.
All right. Thank you for sharing. That was awesome testimony. Thank you. Anybody else? Testimony. Somebody led you astray and you straightened up. You feel, you know, whatever. Or even like Sister Mary, somebody who led you in the right path. I'm sure your brains are clicking, but I can't hear you.
This is Linda, and
I
can remember, I was just reflecting on quite a few things, but one of the things is when I was in senior high school, some of my friends in the neighborhood didn't grow up in church. I grew up in church, and so when I got from around my mom, I remember one day we were walking home from school, and they were using profanity. And I was just looking at them, and one of my next-door neighbors said, you never use the curse word? And I said, no. So they was like, why? I said, because, you know, my mom, my grandmother, they didn't play that, you know. So they said, oh, you a chicken. I bet you if you say one word, you know, you'll feel better. So me being about 16 or 17, I was like, okay, which one should I say? They said, well, just say this. So they said a profanity word, and I said it. And when I said it, I got scared because I just knew my mom, and I was a mile away from my house, but I just felt that my mama heard me. So I felt like Adam and Eve when they send around, when they felt that they were naked, and then they tried to cover themselves. That's how I felt, you know, because I did peers said to do and then follow my mom's instructions. So all that day walking home from school, I just felt like once I got home, my mama would know that I had used a profanity word. But that taught me a lesson. You know, you don't be influenced by your peers. You were raised a certain way. Whether they like you or not, whether they want to walk home with you from school or not, you stay in the path that you were trained to stay in.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that. That was awesome. Anybody else? Nobody? Anybody? Somebody?
This is Marion.
Okay.
I just want to reflect that being saved and you have unsaved friends, they're going to try to get you back on the same side that they're on. And when they see that they can't do that, a lot of times God will separate you from people that you don't need to be around. He'll move them out of your path as long as you stay with him and don't conform to the way that they are. He'll move them people out of your life. And,
amen. You got an example?
It happened to me.
Do you have an example?
I've had a lot of friends that don't associate with me now because they know that I'm saved. They don't associate me because they know the things that they're into and the things that they're doing that I'm not into those things. So, no, I've lost a lot of friends because I won't conform to the way that they're living.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. Well, I thank God for each of you. Father, we thank you for strength, that we would not conform, but we would be transformed by reading your word, studying your word, obeying your word. And we thank you, Lord God, for all that you're going to do on our behalf. You're the one that gives us strength to resist. You said, resist the devil, and he'll flee from us. So when the devil come and present us like he's a friend or whatever, we will resist the devil, and he will flee from us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Well, we got homework time. We're going to start with Sister Marion. She had Proverbs 28:15. Tell us what the Lord, you know, gave you to share with us from Proverbs 28:15.
Okay, 28:15 reads, as a roaring lion and a raging bear, so is a wicked ruler over the poor people. What I got to miss is that some rulers, even some bosses or whatever, are wicked, but to fear not, because in Psalm 37:1 it says, fret not for evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither away. So even if we, even if there are wicked people that think that they're over us and are doing things to us and think that they're winning because they're doing evil against us, what we have to do is continue to trust in the Lord always, and he will direct our path. This is what I got from the scripture.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Next, Sister Vivian, you have Proverbs 29:10. What did the Lord give you to share with us in Proverbs 29:10?
All right. Proverbs 29:10 says, the bloodthirsty hate the upright, but the just seek his soul. Be upright, but the just seek his soul.
Okay. So what did the Lord give you to share from what you just read?
Jezebel, in her hatred of Naboth and Elijah, illustrates this proverb, how she hated them and want their life taken.
All right. Thank you so much. Mr. Mary Nichols, you have Proverbs 29:18. What did the Lord give you to share with us? 29:18.
Okay. Proverbs 28. Uh-oh, I'm sorry. I have 28:18.
Okay. Well, go ahead.
All right. Okay. Proverbs 28:18 says, he whose walk is blameless is kept safe, but he whose ways are perverse will suddenly fall. And what I got out of this is, of course, the admonition to as best you can, with the guidance of the Holy Spirit, that you would be among the blameless so that you won't be among those that fall suddenly. And in Proverbs 28:10, I don't know if you have somebody who's going to read that, but it basically repeats the same concept. It says, he who leads the upright along an evil path will fall into his own trap, but the blameless will receive a good inheritance. This just illustrates that we need to be blameless and to follow the path that the Lord would have us to follow. That's it.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that. It's prayer time. And we're going to be getting off soon. We've got a few more minutes. We're going to be closing out prayer time. So I'm going to ask Sister Marion, if you will pray for our babies, baby Chloe, baby Zoe, baby Revere.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I come to you today to bring before you our babies right now, Lord God. I pray a healing anointing over their bodies right now, Lord God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. I pray strength right now, Lord God, health and strength through their bodies right now, Lord God. I pray for the parents right now, Lord God. Continue to strengthen them where they're weak and build them up where they're torn down. Give them patience right now, Lord God, to deal with their sick children right now, Lord God. Let them continue to pray over them. Continue to anoint them right now, Lord God, and know that you said that they are healed by your stripes. Let the healing process continue right now for our babies and continue to strengthen them on every side right now, Lord God. Healing anointing over all of our babies. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Will someone volunteer to pray for a senior citizen's excellent health? And would you include Rose, Sister Rose, Gloria Dean, and, you know, other people who you know? Who wants to pray for that?
I pray, Sister Jesus.
Okay, Mary. Okay, Mary, did you pray?
Yes.
Mary, did you pray?
Yes.
I need someone else to pray.
Okay.
Vivian, can you pray? Thank you, Sister Mary. I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am. I was about to say so. Okay, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come to you in behalf of our senior citizens. Am I on mute or can you? Okay, no, I'm not. Okay, praise God. Lord, we just pray for our senior citizens, God, all those, oh, Father God, that have different ailments like diabetes, high blood pressure, different ailments, hurting in their joints, oh, God, arthritis, and oh, God, everything that senior citizens face, eyes getting dim, oh, Father God, hair falling out. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch them. Help them to know that they are loved in spite of what they are going through, Lord God, that in this life, Lord, we're going to go through trials, oh, God, and Father God, keep them, oh, God. Keep their mind, oh, God, from going, oh, Father God, in the name, especially my neighbor, oh, God. Father God, help my neighbor, oh, God. He even takes my disposable bin and takes it to his house and hides it. And, Lord God, everything that they do when their mind is going, Lord God. So I bring before you Mr. Longino, I bring before you Rose, oh God, that's been in the hospital, God. God, continue mending her. Gloria Dean, continue mending her. She just came from the doctor today, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Lord, everything that they face in this life, God, we know that you're going to bring them through. Just keep them patient before you, Lord God, as they fight the good fight of faith. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. All right. Any prayer requests? Anybody have a prayer request? State your name. I'll pray for you.
My sister was supposed to go to the doctor today to start her chemo treatment. She has breast cancer.
Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up your daughter. Sister Viv, sister, who knows your name. And Father, we thank you that you are the great physician. And you said, one of us beloved above all, I wish that you prosper, be in health, even as your soul prospers. So Lord, those who are depending upon the doctor for healing, I think that they will turn around breakthrough and depend on you for their healing. Because we know that the doctors, you know, do not heal, but they give us something to ease the symptoms. So, Father, we pray healing through her, for her sister as she is going. We thank you that the radiation, the chemo, will not affect her body in any way. Her hair won't fall. Skin won't change. When she take a bath, it won't be dark water. It would not affect her in any way. but it would just pass right through her system, Father. In the name of Jesus, no swelling, no pain. And anyone else who's going through chemo or radiation, we pray, we send the word and heal. Send the word and heal them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you. You said that you want us to be in health, even as our soul is prospering, our health is prospering. Even as we get older, you said you won't leave us or forsake us, even when we're old and gray. So, Father, you intend for us healthy. Help us to obey your law and rules. Help us to be like friends. They purpose in their heart that they would not sin against you eating food that they should not eat. They refused to eat it and for 10 days, Lord. And they were even stronger, wiser, knowledgeable than the other young men. We thank you for her health and her strength and for everyone who's going through something that needs to be healed. In Jesus' name, amen. Anyone else? Prayer request? All right. Okay, anybody comment, questions before we leave off? It's about time to close out. Okay, well, I'm going to ask Sister Lynn if you will close us out in prayer. We thank God for you. And for each of you, I thank God for you all coming on today, participating in the word of God. I thank God for the strength and everything that he's doing on Wednesday midweek Bible study in all of us. We're leaning and trusting in God and not upon our own understanding. Okay, Sister Linda, go right ahead.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for your divine appointments, Father, in our lives. We thank you that you called us. We thank you that it's not us that keep ourselves, oh God, but it's you. We thank you for loving us, God. We thank you for forgiving us. We thank you for your long-suffering with us, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you for Jesus Christ, your Son, your beloved Father. We thank you that we can come in agreement with him. We thank you that Jesus Christ is our intercessor, Lord God. We thank you that he stands between us and you, making intercession on our behalf, Father. We thank you for every voice that was lifted up on this phone, even those that were just hearers. Father, we thank you for every person, every individual, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray a special prayer and give you thanks for Sister G. We thank you, Lord God, for her assistance, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her persistence in the gospel, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for her heart, that her heart is driven toward helping people, encouraging and uplifting, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for every woman, every man, Lord God, that have participated on this line. Lord, we pray for their families, their extended families, anyone that's connected to them, their children, their grandchildren, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we give your name reverence. Your name is what strengthens us. Your name, Jesus Christ, delivers us. Your name heals us. Your name sets us free in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the only name given to us that we could call upon. We never get tired of calling upon the name of Jesus. Father, we reverence you because you chose us, God. You set us apart for yourself. We honor you, Father God, no matter what's going on in this world. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on you. Help us to keep our eyes fixed on righteousness. Help us to keep our eyes focused on obedience to your word, Father God. Every scripture that was repeated today, let those scriptures come alive in us, God, not just to repeat those words, but that those words will give us, Lord God, insight into who you really are and what you want to do in our lives, Father, and around us, and through us and in us, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, that we can say today that it's no longer I that liveth, but is you, hallelujah, that lives on the inside of us, Father. So we give your name glory, praise, and honor this day for this opportunity that we can walk upright before you, Father God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.
Amen. I love you all. Look forward to talking to you soon. Have a God-filled day. And don't forget, praise the Lord like you lost your mind. Bye-bye.
Oh, Jesus. Bye.
Bye.
Good day.
Bye.
Happy birthday.